Welcome to the Bookhound. My name is Janice Hermsen, and I am your host. Welcome, Dennis Dupreau, my co-host. How you doing today?
And we're not even wearing name tags.
I know, and I remembered you.
That's right.
Yes, we weren't here last week.
So stick around. You found the Bookhound.
Yes, we have.
Go ahead. I know.
I thought maybe you wanted to talk. I sometimes interrupt you when you get started, but go ahead.
Okay.
No, I should let you do the rest of the
intro. No. I don't have all the notes in front of me that you do.
Hell no.
That's right.
I think I should turn this over to you for a week, and I should go have a vacation. What do you think?
No, wait. A vacation, and I have to deal with Dennis alone?
No. Wouldn't that be fun?
There's no way that he wants to do that.
Let's see. And his guests would be Andrew Martoni and D.L. Whitehead.
That's right. And I just let them talk.
Well, that would cover the whole entire show.
That's right.
There you go. See? So I can take some time off, and you can take over. In the meantime, I want to thank our sponsors, Schoolside Press and Andrew Martoni, author of The Little Man in the Map. And The Little Man in the Map teaches the state capitals. If you are looking for, I'm just having a great day, aren't I?
Well, it's because you're geography challenged.
Is that what that is? Yeah. Well, maybe so. Actually, I wanted to say, if you want to help a child learn about U.S. geography and have a good time doing it, The Little Man in the Map and The Little Man in the Map teaches the state capitals are a wonderful choice. So go to schoolsidepress.com. Not only will you find his book there, you'll find free coloring pages, teacher's guides, articles, and puzzles. So go there, schoolsidepress.com, to buy The Little Man in the Map and the State Capitals book, or go to your favorite online retailers.
I was going to ask you, what's the capital of Pennsylvania?
Do you know?
Yes.
What is it?
Harrisburg.
See, I got you to say it. Didn't have to worry about it, did I? See if you can find the five states that make up The Little Man in the Map. Do you know what those five states are? I do.
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
You do, too. Okay.
Yep. So we'll let everybody go look that up, though. Go to schoolsidepress.com. Find out what those five states that make up The Little Man in the Map. And it truly is a little man in the map. I looked at a map recently that didn't have a lot of other garbage on it, and just the outline of the states. And sure enough, you can see that little man. He didn't make it up.
Define garbage.
Names, you know, topography, all that kind of stuff.
Oklahoma.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Craig. You take responsibility for that.
There's a tip involved. You know, the tip would be, look at the Mississippi River.
There you go. There's a good tip. That's where you can find it. And today, we are honored to have Sally Hawes, who is the author of Quantum Spirit Apocalypse. And she is on the phone with us today. Hello, Sally, and welcome.
Hi, Janice. Thanks.
Glad to have you here. Sally and I met at the Carson Lit Fest, and I had the honor of seeing her book and being able to chat with her a bit and learn a lot about her and her books. And Sally, why don't you share with our audience a little bit about what you told me?
Oh, goodness. Okay, well.
Did I catch you off guard?
Yeah, don't put her on the spot or anything.
I don't remember what I told you, Jen.
She didn't hear the bus
coming.
I'll
just make it up as I go along.
That sounds good. I do the same, but, you know, it's always fun to hear it from the horse's mouth, right?
Sounds like another book.
Okay, well, I was a longtime Reno resident, lived there for 14 years, and then just recently moved to the southern part of the state.
Which we won't mention.
I'm sorry?
We won't mention the southern part of the state.
Right. And so I had sold my business. I had been the president and owner of Hawes Corporation in Sparks. For a number of years, the old family company, and I sold it in 2011, and had always wanted to write a book, write a novel mostly, and was inspired by a dream in June of 2011 when I dreamt about a young girl that could change her body's vibrational level and ascend into the fifth dimension.
So my question to that, because I read that about you as well, and my question is, do you think that you were looking for something to, you know, I'm a believer in, you know, you put things out to the universe and then it gets delivered to you in different ways. Do you think that because you were inquiring basically, what am I going to write about? Do you think that that's why that happened?
Oh, no doubt. I had been I've been wanting to write a book for so long, and I just didn't have the story. And so I was, so I did. I asked the universe. I said, you know, get me the story. So, I wanted a compelling story that was different and hadn't and really hadn't been done before, and something that was in the paranormal range because that's my genre of choice. But I absolutely didn't want to write anything about werewolves or vampires or anything like that because it's been done. It's been done by some phenomenal
over and
writers.
Over and over again.
Yeah. And so it's and people are kind of tired of it now a little bit. So I didn't want to go to that paranormal side of things. I wanted something that was really different and positive. I was looking for, I'm very tired of the dystopian genre as well. So I wanted something that was had a positive outlook for humankind. But that was just sort of put into the intention, and then the universe delivered this very interesting concept of this young girl who could lead humanity forward to a new existence.
So Selena Hawthorne is your character.
Correct.
And one of the things that I mentioned in my little blurb out to everybody to hopefully get them interested and have them listening on this show today is, what if you just disappeared? And that's one of the things that happens to Selena. Why don't you share a little bit about, because she already knew she had some psychic abilities, correct? And her mom had psychic abilities as well.
Right. Yeah, she gets her period, and typically getting going into
adulthood.
Puberty, adulthood has historically been the time when it's that rite of passage, and it's when your powers develop. And but she'd had powers before that; she could see ghosts and spirits, and so she knew she had unique abilities. But when she got her period, all kinds of things happened to her besides just the normal stuff. And she went into a coma, and when she wakes up from the coma, suddenly she can see auras. And unbeknownst to her, she also developed this ability to transcend dimensions. And it happened to her in a dream first, and unintentionally, and freaked not only her out, but her parents out as well.
Yes, that would be a little bit much when you suddenly disappear, right?
Well, all of that at one time would make you freak out.
So she's having this dream, and her father's, and she doesn't know she's disappeared, and her father's going, "Where are you? What happened to you?" And he watched her disappear, and she's like, "I'm right here. What's your problem?" And then because fear is what brings her back into the third dimension, she got very worried when her father couldn't see her, and so that brought her back down into our dimension, and she reappeared.
I know that you did a lot of research to come up with some of the concepts that are in the book, and from what I can see of the book, it appears there's a lot of different levels of reading of this book. I mean, you can read it basically and just go through, and it's an entertaining book and all of that. And at the same time, because of the research that you did, there's some lessons in there. Is that true?
Yeah, there is, and that was intentional. And I hope it's not too obvious. I
did my research too.
I wanted it to be first and foremost an entertaining read, and so that if you are unfamiliar with some of the metaphysical concepts, that it would be an introduction to some of those things that are out there, and written about at great length by those spiritualists that claim to have some of these abilities, but more deeply, I wanted the major lesson of how fear can really damage us, not only as individuals, but as a society. Being controlled by fear, and fear is poisonous, and it can kill. Fear is the main cause of stress, and stress is the main cause of disease. So it's not really a big stretch to determine that if you are completely just fear-based individual or just surrounded by fear that you can manifest various different illnesses and fundamentally kill
yourself.
It's
funny you mentioned about fear because I have had a lot of talks with my daughters about fear. My oldest daughter, she lets fear pretty much stop her from doing things that she
really
can do.
I know, Dennis, your oldest daughter is going to be very upset with you right now.
No, she won't. We've had a lot of discussion because I'm one of those persons that lets fear kind of get in the way.
Yeah, and
okay. I could see it in her, and she would see it in me.
Oh, that's interesting. And we have a little over a minute. Can you tell us? Do you possess any of the qualities that Selena possesses? Any of the psychic abilities?
Unfortunately, no. I wish I did. The only
careful what you ask for.
That's because Janice wants some help.
Yeah, the only psychic ability that I have is on occasion it's clairsentience, where I can sense the presence of my angels or my spiritual guides or whatever. I can sense them from time to time, but it's more of a sense. Not I can't see and necessarily don't know if I'm hearing them. I mean, psychics will tell you, oh yeah, you're hearing them, and I'm like, okay, well, I can't determine my voice from theirs, so. But I really wish I did, and that's part of where the motivation from this was. I wish I'd had some of these abilities that she has, because I've always been fascinated with it.
And you've done a lot of study about that.
Yeah.
So it's more than just knowing when the phone's going to ring. My mother used to do that all the time.
I mean, occasionally I do. That happens, but I think that happens to everybody. But
that's right.
When I do get that sense, I can feel their touch from time to time.
Yeah, psychic sense 101, right?
Right.
Everybody knows when the phone's going to ring and who it's going to be and not to answer it.
Right. Sometimes.
That's right. Especially caller ID helps a lot, doesn't it?
Right.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We want to remind you to go to lrpnv.com for all your commercial printing. And you can get everything from businesses to books. You're listening to The Book Hound. I'm Janice Hermsen. We'll be right back.
In a rhyming text that's fun to read, The Little Man in the Map will show your kids and grandchildren how to use the powers of rhyme and imagination to learn and remember all 50 United States of America. Using many of the same techniques, The Little Man in the Map also teaches the state capitals. The Little Man in the Map book series, complete with a colorful wall map, delights the students while helping parents, grandparents, educators, and homeschoolers show their children that learning about our country can be fun and easy. The Little Man in the Map has received the Most Original Concept Award from the IPPY Book Awards, a Silver Award from the Moonbeam Children's Book Awards, a Silver Award from Forward Magazine's Book of the Year, and an Eric Hoffer Montaigne Medal. Nothing beats reading to your children. Go to schoolsidepress.com and order your Little Man in the Map book and wall map today. And for a limited time, download the teacher's guide for free. Again, that website is schoolsidepress.com.
Do you need to interview applicants away from your office, but not in a restaurant or hotel room? Would you like the freedom of having a mailbox with a real address and suite number? Do you need a real person to answer your phones, not just an answering service? How about a conference room or an office for a few hours, the day, or by the month? You need the Executive Center of Reno, with private offices, an executive conference room, mailboxes, and an executive assistant on site Monday through Friday. Perfect for the insurance agents, financial advisors, marketing professionals, small business owners, and home businesses making the move to the next level. Come see for yourself at 1105 Terminal Way, Suite 202. A convenient location near the airport with Wi-Fi available. Call Lenore today, 775-786-5528. Call now, 775-786-5528. Or visit us at theexecutivecenterreno.com. That's theexecutivecenterreno.com.
Hi, this is Eddie Floyd, host of AM News, part of America Matters Media, family of talk shows heard nationwide now. I want to thank Jan Hermsen. She's the owner of LaRue Press here in Northern Nevada. Had enough faith in me that she actually published my very first book. It's called Final Breath. It's a love story. It's a love story that takes place on the Wainema Ranch. Why do I tell you that? Because all the proceeds of this little gift book are going to our American heritage, the wild horses and mustangs at the Wild Horse Sanctuary there at Wainema Ranch. Want to check them out? Go to WainemaRanch.com. Write it down. It's W-I-N-E-M-A Ranch.com, WainemaRanch.com. Check it out. Or if you would like additional information about the book or the ranch, give me a call, 775-384-4444.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Book Hound. I am Janice Hermsen here today with Dennis Dupro, author of Auto Emotions 101.
Yeah, because emotions really can get to 101.
And Sally Hawes, author of Quantum Spirit Apocalypse. Welcome back, Sally.
It's good to be back.
Thank you. Before we get started in our second segment and more from Sally about the psychic and such, maybe I should ask her,
Quantum Spirit.
We'll test her psychic ability. What am I going to say next? A quick reminder to check out books from all over at lrpnv.com. If you have a book you'd like listed, click that Add Your Book link to include it in our selections. And you just never know what we'll choose to talk about on the Book Hound, especially with Dennis around.
That's because we don't know either.
It's true. Sometimes we don't. It just sort of happens, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we like to keep it loose. So, Sally, welcome back. And we wanted to ask you a little bit about yourself. I think an interesting fact, and I always like to kind of dig out a few things about the author that maybe isn't relative to the book necessarily, but really we all draw from so much of our background. And, you know, you talked about being the owner of a company in Sparks. Tell us about your great-grandfather, I think it was.
Yeah, my great-grandfather, he invented the drinking fountain in 1906. So Haas Corporation started off as Haas Sanitary Drinking Faucet Company in Berkeley,
wow,
California. And his name was Luther, and he actually died in the 1918 flu epidemic.
Oh.
And then his son, Alpheus, took over. And Alpheus was my grandfather, my father's father. And then Alpheus actually died rather young, too, in which his sister and my grandmother kind of ran the company during the Depression. His Alpheus's sister's husband kind of took over and ran the company after she got married. She was much younger than Alpheus was.
So they were a woman-owned
a long time.
They were a woman-owned company for a while, right?
Actually, for
early
quite
on.
A while, because my grandmother and my great aunt were the primary stockholders, even though they weren't particularly running it. So Haas got a lot of benefit.
I was going to say, yeah,
contracts and stuff.
I imagine, yeah. Well, that's great. What an interesting story. So then your passion for writing took you to taking some creative writing classes, and all the while working and all of that. And I guess you've got some psychology background as well.
Yeah, I majored in organizational psych at UC Santa Barbara, and because I'd worked for the for Haas when I was during the summers, because my father made me.
Now wait a minute, Art.
And I truly hated it, and the people were just really unhappy, and I felt that if I was going to go to work for the family company, I wanted to make a difference.
Is that what you called it? You took organizational psych?
Yeah.
Isn't it a contradiction in terms?
Well, psychology of people in the workplace. They call it human resources pretty much.
Oh,
now.
Okay, that's right.
But UC Santa Barbara just started this track, they called it, in the psychology area. So it was all about, you know, what makes people tick in the workplace.
And so that means the book is very organized.
Maybe, but that's not how I wrote it. I didn't organize it. I didn't organize it ahead of time. It just came out. It was a very inspired book. But So yeah, I have a background in psychology and was really focused on trying to make a difference at my family's company.
Do you feel like you succeeded?
Absolutely.
That's good.
I brought lots of stuff into the company and I think I made a difference in a lot of people's lives, and mostly women. I know I have a lot of women out there that I influenced very positively over the years.
That's great. In going back to your book, in the process of us discussing it, you've said that you wish that you had some abilities that are represented there. And you talked about quite a number of them, reading auras and doing some travel. I don't know if you call that time travel, teleporting. Well, I'm not sure what you call that. But
teleporting.
Okay. What?
Sound like Star Trek.
That's right. That's right. Beam me up, Scotty.
That's right.
So of the different abilities that Selena represents, which one would you choose?
Mm. Oh, goodness.
You have to think about that one a little bit.
Well, probably the ability to transcend dimensions would be just pretty cool. Because once she gets into the fifth dimension, she can go anywhere.
Wow.
And she present time. The only way she can experience the past is by going into the Akashic Records. And that's a little bit more tricky. But she does do that. And that's kind of a fun, that's an interesting, section of the book and experience. My take on the Akashic Records and what you can do with when you're within them.
So is it something that you represent in the book as kind of what you've researched, or is it more of a fictionalized use of the Akashic Records?
Well, it's both. The Akashic Records is a place where that is purported to exist, but maybe not so much in a actual physical location. There have been some that said that they are located in crystals in different parts of the world, or that they are really another dimension, so to speak. But the energetic record of every person's and existence throughout all of their lives is what the Akashic Records are supposed to be. So I needed a way to be able to have Selena see what was going on in the past and in other parts of the world, because I told the book from the first person's perspective, and I found that suddenly I was limited by just her experience, and I needed to broaden her experience. So the Akashic records worked really, really well for that.
You found a solution to your problem.
They were, and they also are purported to exist. That was one of those things that I was trying to solve in my problem, and I went to my sister and I said, "Hey, I want to send Selena into this kind of energetic place where she can watch what happened into the past." And Amy goes, my sister Amy, she says, "Well, that sounds like the Akashic Records." And I'm like, "Really?"
So there you go.
What are the Akashic Records?
As Spock would say, fascinating.
That's right.
Teleporting would be transcending to the fifth dimension would be pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I have to read a little more on the fifth dimension there. Isn't that a group?
I'm going to say that's not the song group
that's
we're talking
right.
about.
No, 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 no. Sally's probably not old enough to know about
the
that.
Fifth dimension.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
So, Sally, you have another book in the wings. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm in the process of writing book 2, Quantum Spirit Redemption.
I got to ask you, where did Quantum Spirit come from?
It was another inspired name that came from the universe. She is the combination. Her father is a quantum physicist, and she's and her mother is a psychic, and she can. And it's sort of the combination of science and spirituality, and she is that result. She is that. Being that has pulled it all together, and is our guiding light to to our future. So that's where it's the combination of science and spirituality.
And tell us a little more. Can you tell us a little more about Quantum Spirit Redemption? What that's going to be without, you know, giving everything away?
Well, since I haven't organized it, I don't think I can give it all away.
And we're not really psychic about knowing what it is.
I left Quantum Spirit Apocalypse kind of hanging with a few things that needed to be resolved.
That'd make a great TV show.
There's the effects of the blue flu on the bodies and spirits of the people that died from it. So that needs to be resolved. And there's the, at the very end of the book, I went into the third person and introduced my audience to the characters that were taking over Trader Pharmaceuticals, and they've got some plans for Selena now that they've kind of discovered that she was the cause of their problems. Or at least they think they're blaming her, even though they're the cause of their own problems. But, you know, people like that don't take responsibility for themselves. They're always looking for somebody else to take the fall. And so they've decided that she's their target. And so they're going to try to redeem their company through her in some form or fashion. And so we've got those two plot lines going forward.
Well,
she's got her... Her twin flame around her neck.
Sounds like a wonderful second book. We want to thank you for being with us today, and tell folks where they can get your book.
Well, on Amazon and all ebook retailers, and I'm on the threshold of having it available through Baker & Taylor & Ingram shortly. I've signed on with a company that will get me in there.
Okay, thank you very much, Sally. We appreciate you being with us. We're going to have to cut away. Stay with us for the second half of the Book Hound. We'll be doing some wagging and bragging about business for those of you listening on 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News Radio. That wraps up this half hour of Book Hound for today. We'll see you here next week. For those of you listening on other stations in this great nation of ours, we'll be right back after these words from our wonderful sponsors.
Radio powered by the sun. 101.3 Renegade Radio.
Boss, we've got a dead body at Genetisource. That's the news that awakens Jake Storm from a violent dream. It begins the story of Darwin's Sword, a terrifying but exciting debut novel from D.L. Whitehead, on sale now at Amazon and LRPNV.com. As Jake investigates the death of a researcher at Genetisource, he discovers that they've created a monster that can walk among humans without detection. A monster cloaked in the identity of his creator, who also happened to be the head of Genetisource. Jake must run for his life from a snowy Seattle landscape to a small, unfortified cabin in the mountainside outside of Las Vegas. There, a small band of friends unite in an effort to find a solution to killing the monster and deal with the psychotic government agent bent on the destruction of them all. Darwin's Sword is a lightning-paced thrill ride that will have you jumping at every noise. Published by LaRue Press, Darwin's Sword will keep you on the edge till the very end. Get it now at online retailers and LRPNV.com.
The new home for small business services in Reno is the UPS store on Keystone at Interstate 80. They have the latest print technologies to meet all your needs for professional-looking flyers, reports, and business cards, including wide-format printing for architectural plans, posters, and banners. Let them print for you and be assured of high quality and fast turnaround with the ability to make changes and not lose valuable time. Take advantage of their current special, 500 custom business cards for only $39. Come by and talk to any of their attentive and well-trained staff about all the ways they can help your business, from packing and shipping to P.O. boxes, notary services, and more. They're located at 561 Keystone Avenue in the Keystone Square Shopping Center, just off Interstate 80. You can also call them at 775-322-5105. That's 775-322-5105. Or go to their website at theupsstorelocal.com/0949. The key to all your print needs is your UPS store on Keystone.
Hey, baby boomers, Are you feeling stuck regarding your adult kids? Maybe you have a 20-something who's living at home and not contributing to the household. Or you're getting hit up for money again and again, and it's never being repaid. You love your child and you want to help, but you don't want to enable him. What do you do? Psychotherapist Linda Herman brings answers to thousands with her new book, Parents to the End: How Baby Boomers Can Parent for Peace of Mind, Foster Responsibility in Their Adult Children, and Keep Their Hard-Earned Money. Featured on radio, TV, PBS, Forbes, and the Wall Street Journal, Parents to the End is striking a chord internationally. Ms. Herman's book provides a practical and compassionate roadmap for boomers who expect to be carefree at this point in their lives, but are experiencing a different reality. Psychologist Dr. Thomas Phelan says the advice here is priceless. Order now at parentstotheend.com and get a signed hardback copy, plus a free poster of the Bill of Rights for Parents of Adult Children. Again, that's parentstotheend.com.
Thanks for joining us on The Book Hound. This is our Waggin' and Braggin' segment, where we wag and brag about businesses and share recent books we found that might help you in your life or in your business. If you'd like to wag and brag, give us a call at 775-356-1004 and ask for Janice Hermsen. That would be me. Or go to our website at lrpnv.com, click that Contact Us button, and just tell us a little bit about the business that you have, so that we can chat with you and have you on the show.
Everybody's business is somebody's business.
That's right, it is. And in our case, that was a great segue for me. Other people's business is LRP's business.
That's
because
right.
Because we help them with their...
Wagging and bragging.
Well, not only the wagging and bragging on the Book Hound, but LRP recently transformed into a business center as well as a printing and publishing company. So we now have the ability to, if you need a virtual office or a conference room to rent, perhaps you need an address where you can receive your mail or packages and you're not going to be there, so we can do that for you. So your business is now our business. How about that?
Now, that's really bragging right there.
I know, and that's what we're here for today. And I want to actually brag also about a company that in this transition, we're making a transition. We had the Executive Center. The Executive Center and LRP have now merged. And so we are slowly going through some growing pains in a kind of a strange sort of a way.
Actually, not so slow. It's happened really fast.
It did. It happened very quickly. Painfully fast.
You didn't have time to think about it.
We didn't. We had to make the move quickly for reasons we won't go into in great detail. But at any rate, we did, and we had to make a decision. We made it, and we decided we'd merge the companies, and it has turned out to be excellent.
Well, really, they go hand in hand.
They do. They do, and we always offered our print services to our Executive Center clients. So now it's just that we're
now
all
you
under one
kind of get it
roof.
Under one roof.
That's right. That's right. So we do graphic design. We can do your printing. We can do your business cards. We can help you brand your business. You want to write a book about your business or about something relative to it, we can help you with that. We've got ghostwriters, editors. It goes on and on and on. But I want to mention, because this was, and I want to also say we're not getting paid for this, but I do want to mention Soundline Communications, because they are our new phone service. And we have switched from, because of the change, our phone system worked great for what we were doing at LRP. But now that we're answering phones for clients, which is part of our services, and we need to answer in their name, because they want to have that sense that, you know, you're talking to their
they're
company.
Independent,
that's
yeah.
right. That's right. They don't want us to answer with our name. They want, you know, if they're Soundline, they want to be Soundline. At any rate, we went to IP phones, and this company, Soundline Communications, is so awesome. They helped us set it up, and this time frame was so short. I'm telling you, this was like, we needed, because we had to port numbers. Porting numbers just means that you're going to keep your same number from your old phone to the other. And that takes time, because you got to contact your old carrier and switch everything over. They were phenomenal for us.
I think what's impressive is you got to use your own equipment.
We did. We got to use our own equipment as well. We didn't have to buy their system. And they did the setup. They were the ones that went in, And I will say we're still doing some of that, but because of the short time frame we had, I mean, they just jumped on it. And Barrett, who is the CEO over there, was wonderful. I got to talk to him personally. It was just a great deal, and we want to thank them, and this is our way of doing that by talking about them right now. So if you need that kind of service, go to getsoundline.com, and they will help you out.
And they don't even need to wag. They could just brag.
They can, and we're hoping that they'll come on the show as well and do some things and tell us more about their services. Yeah, because I'm sure I'm not doing them justice. I'm sure there's a lot more that can be said that... that was great. Thanks for bringing all that up, Dennis, because
your timing was good.
There you go. It really was.
Yeah, we're talking about a lot of time here.
Oh, and the time now. See, now Craig,
the whole world starts with time.
It does. And one of the books that I wanted to talk about today is The Time Bandit Solution: Recovering Stolen Time You Never Knew You Had. This is a book that's coming out September of 2014. I was lucky enough to get an advanced reading copy, so I am in the process of reading it. I just started it, but I wanted to talk about it today because time is such a valuable commodity.
But time is a very big part of our life.
It is. It's huge.
We do everything based on time.
Well, and just
even if you don't think about it, you're doing it based
right.
on time.
Well, just what we were talking about, we had so little time. We found hours that we just didn't even know could be there. So I'm very curious to read this book and see if we used any of his solutions for fitting in all the things that we had to do in a very, very short period of time.
Well, it's appropriate for the title. Time Bandit.
Yes. So let me just read a little bit about what this book is about. You may not realize you are at the mercy of time bandits. Oh, this is a little bit different. People who steal your precious time, not with malice or intention, but with crippling effect on your own pursuits. They steal 40 to 60% of your time. Wow.
Is that what you're accusing me of?
Not at all. Just because I was looking at you, I have to look at you. You're across the table from me.
She won't, but I will.
And because your worst time bandits are probably your family, colleagues, clients, bosses, and friends, we can't just say no. We would risk offending them or worse, losing clients or getting fired. Well, nobody's going to fire me, I'm afraid.
God, that is so true.
It is true, though. Thus, the Time Bandit Solution is a step-by-step lesson on how to recover stolen time you never knew you had. It's designed to teach you the arts and skills for graciously, you hear that word, Dennis? Graciously, negotiating with time bandits to prevent interruptions from sapping your productivity and satisfaction.
That word is not in Dennis's vocabulary or personal dictionary.
Shall I spell it for him?
So take the time to read it.
That's right. The Time Bandit Solution also explains how the damage they cause lingers well beyond the interruption itself, how the stress of interruption subtracts joy from your most important endeavors, and how to redeploy the time you recover.
How much time did that take you to read it?
I don't know. I think it was almost 2 minutes.
Because now we live by clock.
I know, we do. But I really wanted to share this because it sounds like a very interesting book. And like I said, I have started to read it, but I just got it. I did a download on it. That's how I received it.
I think just pretty much everybody could relate to this.
Yes. So one of the things he says is, do you often think or say, I have too much to do and not enough time to do
all the time?
Yes.
All the time.
If so, this book is for you. If you find yourself frustrated by too many interruptions and feel powerless to prevent them, you want to read this book.
And you don't always have a dentist to interrupt you.
That's true. With the Time Bandit Solution, you will free yourself from the distress of unwanted, unnecessary, and unproductive interruptions and recapture the time to do what you must and what you dream of doing. So like writing a book, right? You dream of writing a book.
It'll be like Craig, you know, whenever he can put in a little shot, you know, he takes up some time.
I'm just waiting for the right time.
That's right, just waiting for the right time.
It's all about time. So this is written by Edward G. Brown. And interestingly, he says that he had no time to write this book, which is exactly why he wrote it.
You know, I find that's probably the biggest problem. You want to write a book, but, oh, when am I going to have the time
right.
to do that?
Right. Yes. And he is Bronx born. And Brad, he co-founded the number one firm in culture change management consulting and training for the financial services industry, Cohen Brown Management Group.
That'll take your time.
That'll take you a lot of time. Now in 50 countries and 12 languages. Wow. He's a heavy hitter.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How do you say,
we had the change companies. Remember we had the change companies here a couple weeks ago?
How do you say wow in 12 languages?
I don't know. I'm sure he knows. Or he's got somebody to interpret it for him. So he's done quite a lot. And early in his career, he created and owned one of the largest business management firms in the United States for musicians, entertainers, and professionals. He was also a major record producer, a producer of two television specials, and a songwriter, publishing and producing a record of the year. Wow.
I wonder if he ran out of time.
I don't know. I think that's what he was telling us. He had no time. And that's why he wrote the book. So he has solutions now for that.
Well, yeah, he'd be like an expert.
I would think so. He shepherded...
Like an expert? I think he would actually be one.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
He shepherded Don Ho to become Hawaii's all-time greatest performer, with whom he also owned prestigious restaurants and nightclubs. And he's been a founder of banks, real estate developer, and lives in Malibu with his wife, Shari.
Oh, he's a real dummy.
Same name as Eddie's wife, Shari.
He's a real dummy.
Well, I think he's good at saving time.
He's so sharp, he lives on the edge of town.
Oh, wow. Dennis. You're trying. I know you're trying.
No.
Da-dun.
That's right.
Right?
See, how come we don't? How come we don't have a tomorrow? Live, die, repeat.
Running out of time.
No, we're not. We still have a minute. We got plenty of time. It's just how you use it. You have to use.
You know,
it
everybody listen to this.
Easy for you to say. Are
you always say
that.
Easy to say, but you know what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to think of. Everybody's sitting there thinking, "Gee, I wish I had more time." Right?
Well, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this book will give that to you. It's called The Time Bandit Solution, Recovering Stolen Time You Never Knew You Had. It's available online and at Amazon. Apparently, these guys are okay with getting pre-orders because there was a pre-order slot there, so they didn't make Amazon mad, right?
Apparently not.
Unlike some other publishers that did, apparently. So, you know, if you want to go ahead and pick it up and get a pre-order on it, it's a better price.
So take the time.
Take the time and do it. Guess what? That ends this segment of the Book Camp. We're going to be back with more about books
and
wagon and bracket and time. And we're almost out of time. Stay with us. This is the Book Camp.
Music with an attitude. 101.3.
Do you need to interview applicants away from your office, but not in a restaurant or hotel room? Would you like the freedom of having a mailbox with a real address and suite number? Do you need a real person to answer your phones, not just an answering service? How about a conference room or an office for a few hours, the day, or by the month? You need the Executive Center of Reno, with private offices, an executive conference room, mailboxes, and an executive assistant on site Monday through Friday. Perfect for the insurance agents, financial advisors, marketing professionals, small business owners, and home businesses making the move to the next level. Come see for yourself at 1105 Terminal Way, Suite 202. A convenient location near the airport with Wi-Fi available. Call Lenore today, 775-786-5255. Call now, 775-786-5528, or visit us at theexecutivecenterreno.com. That's theexecutivecenterreno.com.
Hi, this is Eddie Floyd, host of AM News, part of America Matters Media, family of talk shows heard nationwide now. I want to thank Jan Hermson. She's the owner of LaRue Press here in Northern Nevada. Had enough faith in me that she actually published my very first book. It's called Final Breath. It's a love story. It's a love story. It takes place on the Wainema Ranch. Why do I tell you that? Because all the proceeds of this little gift book are going to our American heritage, the wild horses and mustangs at the Wild Horse Sanctuary there at Wainema Ranch. Want to check them out? Go to wainemaranch.com. Write it down. It's Wynema Ranch. WynemaRanch.com, WynemaRanch.com. Check it out. Or if you would like additional information about the book or the ranch, give me a call, 775-384-4444.
Boss, we've got a dead body at Geneticource. That's the news that awakens Jake Storm from a violent dream. It begins the story of Darwin's Sword, a terrifying but exciting debut novel from D.L. Whitehead, on sale now at Amazon and LRPNV.com. As Jake investigates the death of a researcher at Geneticource, he discovers that they've created a monster that can walk among humans without detection. A monster cloaked in the identity of his creator, who also happened to be the head of Geneticource. Jake must run for his life from a snowy Seattle landscape to a small, unfortified cabin in the mountainside outside of Las Vegas. There, a small band of friends unite in an effort to find a solution to killing the monster and deal with the psychotic government agent bent on the destruction of them all. Darwin's Sword is a lightning-paced thrill ride that will have you jumping at every noise. Published by LaRue Press, Darwin's Sword will keep you on the edge till the very end. Get it now at online retailers and LRPNV.com. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. All simple as go, break me. ABC,
1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. We're back on the Book Hound. If you've just tuned in, we've been talking about some business books and time.
And
the
time.
Time bandit solution.
You almost ran out of time.
I did, almost. No, I was timing that.
No, you worked right on time.
I was timing that. Earlier, the prior segment, I was a little bit late. But
blast off.
Yeah, you know, it happens, right?
That's right.
So we have been talking about some books that can help you as an individual, as a business.
We've got a couple more
that we're going to talk about here, but we want to remind our listeners that if you're a business or a writer, you should check out LRPNV.com. We offer printing, support to writers, professional services, including virtual office. We can receive and forward your mail. You can have a professional address for your business. We'll answer your phones. We also have a conference room available to rent for only $15 an hour and a professional assistant on site daily, Monday through Friday. Check out our selection of books to help you in your business or for just entertainment in your time off. And don't forget, you could have your business sponsoring our show right here on the Book Hound, just like Andrew Martoni, the little man in the map, does every week.
Which is a lot of bragging.
That's right. That's what we do here, right?
That's right. Because, everybody who runs a business usually has a book that got them inspired by it.
It's true. It's true, and they can come and they can talk about that as well. So go to LRPNV.com, hit that Contact Us button. That's LRPNV.com. We provide solutions for your business or writing projects.
And now you can do everything in one location.
That's right, and that is beautiful.
We just
love it because Lenore is there now. We've got Kathy, me, the whole gang.
Oh, do you count?
Sometimes. I'm sometimes there. I'm not always there because I'm sometimes here.
Sure.
That's right. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere.
That's right.
I'm a poet and didn't know it.
And shouldn't show it.
No. My feet show
my.
It. They're Longfellows.
I had to give them some way to get in.
My mother told that to me so many times, so long ago. And, I just never forget.
Yeah, well, until you ran out of time.
No, I'm not running out of time.
Oh, okay.
And, speaking of that, there's no shortage. How about having shortages? See, you segued for me there, too.
There you go.
How to separate the news from the noise, what every investor needs to know.
Sometimes the news is the noise.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the clash of the financial pundits, how the media influences your investment decisions for better or for worse. And that is written by Joshua M. Brown and Jeff Mackey. And it was released in May of 2014. So that's a book you can get right now. Just go online and check it out. And Dennis, you've got one sitting over there too. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, but I want you to tell the folks about the one we actually interviewed this author before.
Yeah, he's been on the show before. And I think just about everybody's going through something like this. It's called The Homeowner's Blueprint. And, when you're getting a mortgage or something and everything is changing and the interest rates are up and down and, you don't know where you stand and all that kind of stuff. So Anthony Biaggi wrote this book. And I think if you read the book, you get a better understanding of what's really going on out there.
Right. I think you will, too. And I know from my own experience, I used to be in the mortgage industry. until it crashed, and then we all move on. Actually, I did it while we were doing our other things, and I really enjoyed it, which is why I continued to do it. But with the industry changing, it has just become very, very difficult for many of my friends I know have struggled through and have survived. But in some cases, it's truly just survival, especially here in Northern Nevada. We've had a tough time with our just everything about the real estate market has been tough. And though I know that there are ups and downs to everything, it's just been a little bit more challenging than the norm. I mean, this has been a recession that, you know,
won't go away.
Doesn't seem to want to. And I know that there are some areas of the country that are doing okay, and I congratulate them, and I wish we were you. I really wish we were you.
Well, you know, one thing I do like about the book, The Homeowner Blueprint, is it gives you a lot of... I guess when you're looking for definitions, because sometimes the speak is something you don't quite understand.
Right. Mortgage speak and real estate speak,
but yet he explains a lot of this in
there. Right, and that's why he calls it a blueprint, because he's really trying to lay it out for you.
There's actually even a formula in there or something.
There is, yes. I remember there's a sheet that you can kind of fill out. So Anthony Biaggi is the author. That's B-I-A-G-I. It's The Homeowner Blueprint. So check that out online as well, and see if it's something that might help you.
It's a real educational book.
It is. It's a good book. We like to talk about good books. And the next one that I had told you about, Clash of the Financial Pundits, How the Media Influences Your Investment Decisions for Better or Worse, is not one I've read yet. I like to talk about books I've read already, but because it just came out in May and I have been reading so many books.
And moving at the same time.
And moving, yes. My reading has fallen a little by the wayside, but I didn't want that to limit how we discussed it here on the Book Hound, and especially in this segment, because we do like to wag and brag about topics that are business in nature, financial in nature, things like that can help you. And obviously we can talk about fun books too.
Well, they can affect your life.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But these definitely do. So just to give you a little bit of background, there's no shortage of financial advice these days, from cocky cable pundits to nattering news columnists. Wow, who wrote this one? Nattering news columnists to off-grid online bloggers. There are more so-called experts than ever before, and the noise can be downright deafening. This noble bottom-line guide from the reform broker Josh Brown and Yahoo Finance's Jeff Mackey, I think it's Mackey, M-A-C-K-E, Mackey, will help you cut through the cacophony and make the most of today's media news. It's an eye-opening crash course in separate financial facts from fiction. Excuse me, separating financial facts from fiction, featuring interviews with some of the world's most influential investors, including, are you ready? You know who Jim Cramer is, the Mad Money guy?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
So there's...
Yeah, he goes crazy.
He does. He takes you behind the scenes of polarizing the TV program and talks about his clash with Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. Henry Blodgett, from Business Insider, shares anecdotes about tangling with Elliot Spitzer, covering the Martha Stewart trial, and launching his Business Insider site as a marked man. Ben Stein, you know who Ben Stein is, yes?
Know exactly who Ben Stein
is.
He's kind of short, too.
A little bit. Win Ben Stein's Money reveals how he feels about Bernanke, Bogle, Buffett, and bailouts, all the Bs. Boy, these guys like alliteration, don't they? the nattery news.
It's a bunch of bull.
That's right.
Another B.
And then Karen Finnerman, CNBC's Fast Money, exposes the hype behind the headlines and the showbiz demands on television news pundits.
I think what it tells you when you read all of that, when you look.
And there are more.
There is more, but it just keeps coming at you all the time.
Well, and that's the thing. You've got the news pundits that are telling you things, but you don't necessarily really, you know what the right direction is to go.
Well, you don't forget now, Auto Emotions 101, because you can buy that.
You always bring it back.
Well, no, you always do, but just think about it, because I don't tell you how to buy a car. I just tell you what's going on when you go there, and you can buy that book at LRP. Right?
Boy, you just segued right into that, didn't you? Yes, you can. You can buy Auto Emotions 101 at LRPNB.com.
I think you're going to find it as a joyful read.
It is. It is.
And there's a lot of fun facts in there. And there's some, what do you call it, trivia in there.
Yes, what do you call
trivia? And there's a glossary of terms,
yes,
too.
Yes. Well, just like you said that the Homeowner's Blueprint had basically a glossary of terms, so does your book.
That's right.
Well, that's just thrilling.
I just had to put that in there.
I know. I know. It was really well done, though. I'll give you that.
So go to LRP.com.
LRPNB.
NB.com. That's right. Don't forget we're in the valley.
Maybe I need to buy LRP.com.
Actually, it's already been purchased, unfortunately, because that's where I went the first time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. So that, see, we have LRPprinting.com.
Right.
Yeah, because that was originally where we started. And, I mean, this has been one heck of a transition, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's how I got to know you, because you published my book.
I know. And we're still LaRue Press.
That's correct.
Yes, we are. We still publish books. We still
do
all those things.
All kinds of stuff.
That's right. And we're growing every day. Every moment. And we have no time left. We have to find the time solution from the time bandit.
That's right. The time bandit will tell you how to handle this.
And then I'm going to tell you graciously, Dennis, why you're a time bandit.
Yeah. Off the air, please.
Okay. I'll do it then.
No, I want to hear on air.
Might be fun. He could tell me how I'm a time bandit. We're all time bandits.
Oh, yes.
We all steal time from someone.
Oh, yes.
We don't mean to, but we do.
Well, every time we interrupt somebody, we've stolen a second or two.
Absolutely,
or more.
And you'll never get it back. You ever hear somebody say, well, there's an hour I'll never get back.
I've got four of those every Thursday.
Whoa, that was pretty heavy.
Wow,
there.
I think my feelings are hurt.
No, this is Friday. On Thursday,
Thursday.
There's four. Yeah, Thursday, there's four.
See, I don't even know what day it is.
No, it had nothing to do with Janice or Dennis.
Okay.
Well, maybe not
but
Janice,
you might have,
but
well,
maybe Dennis.
Well, maybe me, but you ran out of time for that.
Yeah, we're always running out of time because look at that clock. It's running down again. So I want to remind everybody about the books that we talked about today. The Homeowner Blueprint by Anthony Biaggi. So go get that one online or at LRPNB.com. We have it as well. The Time Bandit Solution, Recovering Stolen Time You Never Knew You Had, will be available on September 2nd and is available for...
I think we better read that.
Yeah, really, we should, huh? And then finally, where did I put it? Clash of the Financial Pundits, How the Media Influences Your Investment Decisions for Better or for Worse. So check all of those out, and you can always go to LRPNB.com and get them as well. So just check us out. Thank you for joining us today. Thanks, Dennis. Thanks, Craig, for your 2 cents as well. Remember, you can get your printing, publishing, and books from LaRue Press in Reno. If you can't find what you want, you can reach us at 775-356-1004. I'm Janice Hermsen. This is The Book Man. We hope you'll keep reading and writing, because books matter on America Matters Media.